Today, I'm joined by Rod Reed of Force Indy and NXG Youth Motorsports. Coach Reed stays busy on and off the track, inspiring youth to become involved in motorsports in addition to driving his team closer to a championship this season. Coach Reed, can you give listeners some insight into the creation, mission, and values of Force Indy as well as NXG and where that started from?
Yeah, Force Indy was actually born out of the initiatives that we had had for the last 17 years with NXG Youth Motorsports. Our goal was to work with young people, especially 11 to 15-year-olds, and introduce them to motorsports through a program that used go-karts as a training tool and for STEM education and life skill development. And it came to a time where we, during COVID, we were asking the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, where we're going to be able to continue having our programs there. And at that time, Roger Penske had bought the Speedway, and we met, and he said, oh, absolutely, I think it's a great idea. We should continue with what you're doing with these youth. And he asked a question. He said, you know, why do you do this, and what's important to you? And I told him, I said, well, our mission is really to get kids of color understanding and excited about motorsports. And the best way to do it is to bring them into the Speedway, especially when our communities and the surrounding community to the Speedway wasn't readily coming into the event as well as coming into the track. So when he said that, he said, wow, you know, that would be great to continue that activity, especially with a black driver. And I said, you know, I would love to be a part of that. And they created the Race for Equality and Change. And I came up with the idea of Force Indy as a team that was made up of predominantly black and brown kids. And we started in 2021 with Miles Rowe as our driver and going into USF 2000.
If someone's interested in signing up for NXG, how do they do that? And what can they expect, you know, even just from day one?
Oh, it's so simple to sign up for NXG Youth Motorsports. They just need to go to our website, nxgyouth.org. And as long as they meet the height and weight requirements, they can do our program for very little money. We have a weekend activities on Saturday, half a day, and Sunday, half a day. And they go through everything from learning flags to understanding the math and science and physics behind racing to how we compare the positive aspects of racing, things that you can do in life. So it's open to all kids, and we start as young as 11 years old. They just have to have fifth grade math, science, and English proficiency, and they go from there.
And Coach, as you start to see these young kids up, you know, get involved with NXG, it intrigues me. How did you get involved with motorsports, and kind of what was that aha moment that you wanted to be involved with these programs?
When I was 17 years old, I had finally gotten to a point where I said, you know what, I want to go to the Indianapolis 500. My family and friends did not go to the race, but we would listen to it on the radio. And I kept saying to myself, one day I want to go see what that's all about. So I did. I actually became a yellow shirt when I was 17 years old, so I could have a sort of a free ride to the race. And I was hooked. I just thought it was the greatest thing in the world to be coming out, watching the cars go around at such speeds. And I didn't know at that time that I would get into it from the standpoint of being certainly a team owner, let alone anybody else that would be involved in racing, because I didn't know anything about it. So fast forward, I ended up working with a young man who was a good friend of mine and who was racing or starting to race, and he needed to raise money. So I decided I would do it for him, learned a lot about racing, decided to become a sponsor seeker for him, and we got involved, and I was in my 20s, and the rest is kind of history. So my first activity in racing was to create a team, find money so that we could run in some of the lower ranks of motorsports.
What are the goals for Force Indy as well as NXG, and what are you looking forward to this season?
Well, we certainly are hopeful and would like to see Miles win the championship. He certainly put itself in a great position this season to do so. And so supporting him, being a mentor, being a supporter, and the things that he needs, both on and off the track, is part of what my goal and objective is, to make sure that he's comfortable and has everything that he could have in order to pursue the championship. I think the other thing is Miles is such a great ambassador for the sport. And in the last 3 years, we really have had an opportunity to have him work with NFL youth to become that person, that face, to help them understand that they too could be involved in motorsports. Maybe you don't have to be a race car driver, but you could get involved as a person who maybe want to work on a crew or a mechanic, someone in marketing. So I'm hopeful that the future will be more kids will understand motorsports, support what we're doing, not just in NXG as well as Force Indy, but also just support all the teams and become racing enthusiasts.
On Track with Diversity is brought to you by Gallagher. For 95 years, in communities across the globe, Gallagher's insurance, risk management, and consulting solutions have helped businesses face their future with confidence. Gallagher. To learn more, visit AJG.com.